Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Survivors of the Maui fire say that they received no warning and that the flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames, and many found refuge in the ocean for hours while their homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have died. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross. So none of this is eligible for giving out. Tell me why. I have no freaking clue.
The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires. Within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of Lahaina, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
Local residents have been reporting bright flashes of light. One was captured by a home security camera that appears to have been the start of the Olinda fire. Many people are saying that it was directed energy weapons. We know that most major governments already have them. And during the California fires, online weather maps recorded what looks like a laser from above, striking an area just before it bursts into flames. In his research, Dennis Mills discovered that the incendiary aluminum and barium nanodust from chemtrails is most likely fueling the ferocity of today's so-called super wildfires. And on the day before the Maui fires broke out, locals were reporting a heavy overcast from chemtrailing that they'd never seen before. It's also interesting to note that the Maui police chief was the incident commander for the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017. Lahaina is considered to be a historic and sacred land. It was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii before it was taken by the United States. It's been occupied by Native Hawaiians ever since, who are defiantly opposed to the mainland outsiders who have been buying up land with no respect for local culture. Not just BlackRock and Vanguard, but billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg, who owns more land on Kauai than what the government of Kauai owns, and Oprah Winfrey, who has bought over 1,000 acres of land in Hawaii, including a new 870 acres in Maui she just bought this spring. In 2018, the Paradise wildfires broke out exactly where the United Nations have plans to somehow make off-limits to humans. And that same year, a report on wildfire prevention was published that was focused on the exact same areas in Maui where the fires just broke out.
All the historic downtown, all of it is demolished and all the houses gone. But those commercial big box stores are still there.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green has been putting the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda ahead of Hawaiian interests. Just weeks before the fire, he unveiled an emergency proclamation on housing that eliminates the traditional land use commission, allowing the government more leeway to build as they see fit, such as building 15-minute smart cities run by artificial intelligence, just like they've been planning to do in Hawaii for years.
At some point, I will make a major donation after all of the smoke and ashes have settled here and we figure out what the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a long and difficult process, you're going to see a lot of Phoenix stories rising from the ashes here.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
News today.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Regards to the people of Hawaii, and specifically all of those who have been so gravely and irreparably hurt by the tragedy of the wildfires in Maui, something the likes of which have seldom been seen anywhere at any time. The death caused by this catastrophic event will be far worse than ever expected now that houses and cars and other areas are being inspected. The sad thing is, it should never have happened. Our government was not prepared, and very importantly, the aftermath is going very poorly, with the governor of the island wanting to do nothing but blame it on global warming and other things that just happened to pop into his head. When asked about it today, as he was getting into a car, perhaps coming home from the beach, where he has been spending a great deal of time, Crooked Joe Biden, the most incompetent president in the history of our country, with a laugh and a smile, said he had no comment on the death and the tragedy. To say no comment is oftentimes fine, but to be smiling when you say it, especially against such a tragedy as this, is absolutely horrible and unacceptable. It is a disgraceful thing that Joe Biden refuses to help or comment on the tragedy in Maui, just as he refused to help or comment on the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, for a very, very long time. In any event, hopefully everyone will be able to pull together so that a horrible situation does not get even worse. To the families affected, I give you my love and sympathy. Nothing can ever replace your loved ones. But you will always have the memories and will feel their great love surrounding and embracing you. Together, we will continue to carry their legacy forward, and I love you all very much. Thank you.
Heartfelt, powerful presidential message from our real president. Biden was asked about it and said, no comment. Not our hearts go out to people or we're sending aid. In fact, they're blocking aid coming in. We're on private citizens and not bringing in federal aid. The governor, I have video, announced they're going to steal the property and turn it into a smart city with Bill Gates. You cannot make this stuff up. 63% of Hawaii voted for Biden, and how does he reward the people burning and losing everything and dying, over 1,000 now, for helping elect him? He gives them nothing and gives 80 plus billion. It's up to 170 billion
to Ukraine and Hawaii victims get $700 per household to get your life back together. Don't spend it all in one place. Biden actually put out a tweet saying, I'm helping you, $700. Illegal aliens are given in New York $10,000 a month and free housing while veterans rot on the street. Footage I haven't gotten to for some reason the last 2 weeks that we keep seeing pop up. It didn't really make national news, but it's in local news in California and Kentucky and New York and other places. Like Louisville, controlled by Democrats, they throw old people and others that are sick in stretchers, they throw them out on the side of the road. I mean, this is just road warrior collapse. We're in the middle of the collapse. I've got so much to cover today. It's a jam-packed transmission. Roger Stone's coming on. Dr. Judy Mikovits. Mike Adams. It's just the entire 4 hours is jam-packed. But I'm not like corporate media that says people say things and then don't play the clip. We like to show you something if we say it happened. Here's Biden when asked about 1,000-plus dead. Some say 1,500 to 2,000. The state of Hawaii is famously corrupt, never really stopped being a military zone since it was seized by the U.S. government. Doesn't even really have the rights of territories out west that famously didn't have the same rights as eastern states. And even after a lot of the territories became states, they still, or in some cases, 80% federally controlled. But Hawaii is really a special case. Great people, wonderful culture, amazing vibe, but the government is totally, totally New World Order. Here's Biden, who couldn't give a rat's ass about the Hawaiian people.
Nothing there.
Nothing there. No comment. Now, I was just in Hawaii for 2 weeks in Kauai and also in Oahu. And obviously, I'm well known, so I got invited out by the Hawaiians several times and got a chance to hang out with some of the leaders. And they've all got little ancestral pieces of property right on the beach where they're being offered $20 million, $100 million, even 2, 3, 4 acres. And there's dozens, I say dozens, more than 100 millionaires that have moved out there. And that's all the locals told me about. But I went on a fishing trip and things like that, was how horrible they are and how they're stealing all the property and how they're waging war on them and how they burn them out. And so the governor now said, oh, we're not giving the people their property back, which is the cultural center is where the fire happened. That's where the Hawaiian royal family lived for thousands of years. Thousands of years. It's Tahitian culture that arrived there about 2,000 plus years ago. Talk about incredible mariners, seamen, and they're just taking it. The most valuable real estate on earth, other than the city of London. I don't mean the main city of London. There's the city of London within London, the financial district. That is the most expensive per square inch land on the planet. Next is where the fires happened in Maui. We're going to be laying this out a lot. Emergency services stood down. Dozens of fires started instantaneously, just like we've seen in California and all over Canada. We have satellite footage of California, Canada, other areas where you just see instantly over miles, sometimes 200 miles long, just instantly fires start everywhere. There's some of the satellite footage of Canada just in the last few months that happened within 30 minutes. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that people are saying it's lasers. They're saying it's things like that without proof. I'm not attacking people that say that. I believe it is arson. But the old-fashioned thing to use is a road flare, a lighter with kerosene or gasoline. You wait till the winds are high. It was a dry hurricane. You've seen the high winds, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, that blew in and then all over the rest of Hawaii because it hit the big island, Kona, right next to it, and then it hit Maui. Kona's the most easterly. Most westerly is Kauai, but it's really in the middle of that zone turning over. So you can see it as the perspective of, it's the most westerly, but it depends on your perspective. But it's the island second closest to the mainland west coast. It goes Kona, and then it goes Maui, and then it goes Oahu, and then it goes out to Lanai and Kauai. And then, of course, there's a forbidden island that literal seafaring Amish bought from the king hundreds of years ago. And then there's an Amish Hawaiian community with no electricity out on the other island that you can only go to on day hunting trips by a helicopter. If I ever get a chance to go out there, I'll do it. Just to be able to talk to those folks. But I'm just stunned right now because this is just insane. Now, what's just as bad, because they're stealing our right to vote for who we choose, the Georgia incompetence of the Soros DA has completely blown up in their face. They have been caught red-handed committing a serious crime and trying to cover it up. When they published the indictments before the grand jury...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this live Tuesday, August 15, 2023 transmission with a raft of incredible guests and information. Roger Stone joins us in 30 minutes to talk about the indictment. I've read the indictment this morning. And all I can say is, whoa, this is the globalists cementing their coup over the United States. That's why George Soros has put in over 900 district attorneys and county attorneys, thousands of judges in jurisdictions where they're elected, like Texas. He has 22 of the state attorney generals, and the globalists have control of the federal Justice Department. This is total next-level election stealing by indicting four times the leading candidate who would win in a landslide today if the 2024 elections were held. And well, the sickest part of this is having to watch them criminally leak over and over again in federal and state cases and not get in trouble because they control the Justice Department. And to watch the complete lawlessness and to know that these people know exactly what they're doing. They, several big points. They list in the indictment, and I'll show it to you, that one of the reasons these people are being charged, including Rudolph Giuliani and President Trump, is that they claim that the county where Atlanta is based, where they famously blocked the windows and said a water pipe had broken that wasn't true, and then the surveillance footage showed them cramming the same ballots over and over again in the machines. They say Trump lied and put out tweets saying that they kicked everybody out and kept counting ballots. They're on record, they did. And it goes on and on. This is criminalizing, challenging a stolen election. We've all seen the Democrats challenging them. It's completely legal. They're indicting him for organized crime racketeering, for trying to create alternate delegates, something Democrats have done over and over again. Barack Obama did it the second time he ran for president in Hawaii. JFK did it. Was getting ready to do it. This is just simply amazing. Democrats did disintegrate to do this when Al Gore lost. Probably had it stolen. I don't like Al Gore. It looks like they did steal it. So there's that. But there's a big smoking gun in the middle of this. It'd be like if your neighbor at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're out watering your plants and you see your neighbor arguing with his wife and he pulls his gun out and shoots her in the head. I mean, it's smoking gun. There's got a gun. There's smoke coming out of the barrel. You just saw him shoot her in the head. So what is that? Yesterday at about 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern, they published on the county clerk's office there in Georgia, where this happened in Atlanta, the indictment index and listed who was being indicted and what they were being indicted for, and it matched. And it was the front pages to the indictment. And they responded by saying, and I have the news articles and reports, that it's fake. And the press did ask them about this yesterday. both the prosecutor and the DA. And they said, oh, that's fake. And they said, well, why does it match it? And why is the grand jury's names on it that was secret to that point? No, it's real. They did it before the grand jury voted. I wonder if they'll have the convictions for Trump, federal and state, in New York and Georgia and Miami and D.C. I wonder if they'll have the verdicts leaked, too. I mean, that's how big this is. So first, let's play the surreal clip of the sheriff's department saying that they are going to perp walk Trump. You'll have him do a mugshot, which we put out a fake mugshot. If people wanted the shirt, there were a few of them left. It says political prisoner, but we'll put a new one out with the real iconic image of President Trump. They have until, what, the 24th? It was the 22nd, I have it right here, to, quote, turn themselves in. So it's Friday the 25th. Trump, Georgia probe. Court clerk calls charging document fictitious. These people are a joke. They're all self-important, Soros-funded criminals, in my view. So they're trying to block who we want to be able to run, who's in the lead. That's stealing an election in front of us. They're trying to say it's illegal to challenge or say they steal elections. They'll have Obama and Hillary and all them saying the voting machines are rigged when they lose. And they published the indictment or the cover pages of it and filed it as if it was an indictment before the grand jury even met hours later. And did the whole rigmarole, marching it in and showing the indictment. Wow. So here they are announcing they're going to mugshot the president. Here it is.
We are following our normal practices. And so it doesn't matter your status. We got mugshots ready for you.
Okay. Let's go ahead now and go to reporter Ash Fannie Willis, the prosecutor, about the supposed fictitious Trump indictment posted online before they voted and why it matched the official charges. Yeah, whoever made this up just got it exactly right. And had the secret grand jury's name on. Yeah, right. And I think he believes Santa Claus comes down the chimney right on Christmas Eve. Here it is.
According to the Fulton County Clerk's Office that was circulated online with charges against former President Donald Trump, that fictitious document matched exactly the charges that we now see in this indictment. Can you tell us more about that document leak? Because now you have the former president's lawyers who are saying this is emblematic of a serious problem with your office.
No, I can't tell you anything about what you refer to. What I can tell you is that we had a grand jury here in Fulton County. They deliberated till almost 8 o'clock, if not right after 8 o'clock. An indictment was returned. It was true billed, and you now have an indictment. I am not an expert on clerk's duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Next question.
Have you had any contact?
So they didn't even start meeting. I think they said until like 2, and you heard her say they deliberated until 8 o'clock. So at 12:30, it's marked here. I'll show it to you when we come back. In the afternoon, Eastern, the thing is filed before the grand jury, supposedly liberating, came and handed it down. That's like an NFL game hadn't started, and they go, whoa, 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 whoa. The Cowboys win, or the 49ers win. You're like, you haven't even played a game yet. Or you're watching a Yankee-Red Sox game. They go, whoa, no need to have the 9 innings. The Yankees win. You're like, this is rigged as hell. This next level. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 3 amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, proud to label by us. Discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't think you need me to tell you, your regular listener, get your head screwed on straight, that this country's got cancer. The world has it. But I've got a very important group of articles here today dealing with the globalists and with world government. And this story ties into what's happening in Georgia and all over the United States with these weaponized judiciary, law enforcement, prosecutory systems. See this headline? George Soros, which is, again, one of the top globalist generals in the attack on pre-humanity, has shifted all of his funding out of Europe because it's basically captured. They are massively banning free speech. They are setting up future lockdowns. They've gotten rid of the borders. Soros came out and said that they are killing their funding to the EU, basically declaring victory, turning that continent into a total tyranny. And he's going to focus on the United States and on China, because China isn't following the globalist orders. Then I found a C-SPAN clip of David Rockefeller admitting how they recruit people and how they control things. It's very interesting. We'll be getting to that later in the broadcast. But obviously, the judicial takeover, weaponization in Georgia is front and center, and the fact that they, in any other free country, screwed the pooch by criminally leaking the indictment before the grand jury had finished its, quote, deliberations. I'm going to explain that again. Yesterday in the early afternoon in Georgia, they published in the county registry the indictment, cover pages, and the charges against Trump and dozens of others. When they got caught, they said, no, that's fake. That's not real. So a fake indictment got published in the county clerk. Okay. And then when they released the, quote, deliberations that they claim went until 8 o'clock at night and were not complete. So the grand jury's out, just like a regular jury. So the jury is still deliberating in a murder case, and at noon, it's published on the county clerk that an individual's guilty, and it matches the exact charges. You'd say, this is rigged. This is set up. There wouldn't just be an investigation. The whole trial would be thrown out. But the prosecutors, the Soros criminals, run this, just like they stole the election. And they say in the indictment, you're not allowed to say it's stolen. That's a fraud. We've indicted the former president. Now, whether he was right or wrong about that, he had the right to say that and to investigate it. Of course, he was right. So, I'm going to say it again. They have been caught red-handed publishing that he's been indicted and what charges it was for, and the others that were indicted with the grand jury's name, 8 hours or 7.5 hours before they came out and said, we've reached our verdict. He's indicted. That's what they have. They have a vote on indictment. Just like an impeachment, they vote to start the Senate investigation. So the House of Representatives in an impeachment acts like a grand jury, the Senate as the jury and the trial. Now imagine, in any criminal case or even a civil case, if the exact verdict was published before the jury said, we have come to a decision. You know, you saw in my Sandy Hook show trials where the judge defaulted me in both Texas and Connecticut, said we gave him no discovery, selectively used the discovery, wouldn't let me put on a defense, had a show trial, what they told people was a trial, let the people run on for hours saying just things that were just over the top, not based in reality, with no evidence or no proof. Now, if you think a judge telling a jury that man's a liar and he's guilty and I've already found him guilty, you are here to decide how guilty he is. And the juries are so weaponized and so hand-selected that they then say, okay, we're going to give $1.5 billion to these people when I only said the name of one person. And an FBI agent who I never said his name, I never showed a picture of him, didn't even know who he was until he sued me. They gave him $95 million that doesn't exist. Now you're like, that is just over the top. That doesn't sound real. But you saw it happen on national television. Massive coverage, thousands of articles a week, hundreds of programs a day, conservatively. Every local news station in the country lying about me and attacking me, saying I sent people to pee on graves. No footage, no witnesses, no nothing. Just people saying it with no proof. And I'm the bad guy. And the Soros DA that dates a gang member in cases she's over, yeah, she's mobbed up, violent gang leader, thug, she's a thug, they publish the grand jury guilty verdict, and it matches exactly on the county clerk website, and they say it's fake with no evidence, and then they don't even wait around to change the indictment around. 7.5 hours later, they say, we've reached our verdict. Bring in the grand jury. The judge, I have the verdict. It's a sealed indictment. I don't know what this is. The whole world's already got it. And they do this whole dog and pony show up there. What is this, Captain Kangaroo? I wonder. I'm the great Karnak. What is in this envelope? Indicted on all counts. Look at this show they put on. This is beyond third world. And you got this guy up there. And he also got caught on a hot mic making jokes and saying, isn't this everything we dream? Great job. We're powerful. We can take away who the people want to vote for. We run this country now. We'll steal elections. We just indict the people that are 20, 30, 40, 50 points ahead in the polls. We just had in the same state, Georgia, in the same county, attempts last year to keep Marjorie Taylor Greene. No. That was in January of this year. It was this year. And a bunch of other congresspeople, they tried to disqualify them from being able to run because they were at the Capitol. Yeah, where they're elected to be on January 6th. And, of course, they couldn't get it done because it's totally not in the law. But they'll figure it out. Judges say you're guilty. Tell juries how guilty you are. You think, well, that's as bad as it gets. Nope, hold my beer, says the Soros DA, the Soros prosecutor. Hold my beer. Watch this. We will publish the indictments 7.5 hours before they're through deliberating, put on a whole show and say, ladies and gentlemen, they have their verdict. I wonder what it'll be. And the judge is like, is this everything you wanted? I got the clip. Is this everything you dreamed? Maniacs, lunatics, crazy people. So, here's clip 7 of the Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney. Receives a sealed indictment from the grand jury at 8 o'clock at night. Hearing evidence of efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Why they think? And then I'm going to play the clip where the reporter asks, well, why the hell then did you...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I've been in the public arena. In the 45 years I've been in American politics, I've never seen anything quite like this. Does anyone anywhere think that if Donald Trump was not leading by double digits for the Republican presidential nomination, he wasn't leading the incumbent Joe Biden, who is mired up to his hips in epic scandal in every swing state and in national trial heats, that they would be bringing any of these essentially fabricated charges against him? I have listened to the entire audio tape of the phone call that is the centerpiece of District Attorney Willis's indictment of Donald Trump. I've read the transcript. By the way, it's ponderous. There were six other lawyers on the phone at the time participating. It is absolutely clear that the president does not instruct the Secretary of State to go out and find 11,870 ballots. What he says is, you have illegally counted 11,870 votes that are illegal, a certain number of them being convicted felons, a certain number of them being people who are deceased, a certain number of them being people who illegally registered to vote from post office boxes, and so on. So that is a complete bastardization of what he says. And then beyond that, if you read some of these charges, and I'm not an attorney, they're actually counts against him for him going online and urging people to watch OAN or Right Side Broadcasting, or in connection with a tweet. This turns our entire system upside down. There is a hysteria about the fact that unimpeded, Donald Trump will return to the White House and he will put America first. And they are, I think, vexed by the fact that no matter what they throw at him, it just seems to make him stronger. The real issue here is the state indictments in New York, and by yesterday, the judge in the New York a business records case, which should be a civil case, but has been elevated to a felony because it targets Donald Trump. The judge in that case, despite being a contributor to Joe Biden, declines to recuse himself. No big surprise there. These state charges are actually, technically, I think, more problematic because when he returns to the White House, which I believe he will do, he would have the power to pardon himself of these bogus, fabricated federal crimes pertaining to his handling of records or in the matters in D.C., but he has no such ability if he is convicted in any of the states. I would hope that his attorneys would move immediately to remove the Georgia matter to federal court, where he would have a broader jury pool and at least have some chance of having a fair trial.
Roger, if you look at page 26, and we can pull that up, they say he lied and charges him with fraud and making false statements that the Fulton County election workers at State Farm Arena ordered poll watchers and members of the media to leave the tabulation area on the night of November 3rd, 2020, and continue to operate after ordering everyone to leave. Guys, pull up that footage. They admittedly put up the signs, blocked the windows, kicked everybody out, and we have the surveillance footage of them continuing for hours while they claimed a water main broke that didn't break, they now admit, jamming ballots into the machines. I mean, this is they're indicting him for something that's on video.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. It'd be great if we could pull that up. This entire indictment is a travesty. It's a miscarriage of justice. It's a politically motivated vendetta. But let's not lose sight of the fact that it is the centerpiece of Fannie Willis' campaign to be reelected. She's actually out through emails raising money for her reelection based on her vow to get Donald Trump and now against these charges. So the county pops up a copy of the indictment. She then says it's a counterfeit. It's not real, except for it completely and totally matches the ultimate indictment. It proves that this cake was baked from the beginning. Anybody who understands the grand jury process understands it is a totally one-sided process. The accused is never allowed to present any evidence to prove their innocence or to counteract claims of their guilt. It's a one-sided process. As they say, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich, and in this case, they have done so.
And, Roger, there's unity in the operations in Michigan and in Georgia and in Arizona and Pennsylvania. They kick everybody out. They block the windows so the press can't see. Trucks pull up. More ballots come in, and they start cramming them in the machines and then running the same batches. And then they charge Trump for talking about that and his tweets about it. I've got it right here. I mean, this is just next level.
Just last week, you had breaking news documenting more election irregularities and anomalies in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Georgia. The Halderman Report, which everybody should examine, absolutely documents the election fraud in Georgia. I don't recall Stacey Abrams being prosecuted when she denied the outcome of the 2018 election in Georgia, when she saw evidence to overturn that result. So I guess the way to put this is, if you question the outcome of an election, that's an egregious crime for which you should be incarcerated and most probably banned for running for public office, unless, of course, you're Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi or Congressman Jerry Nadler, or Congressman Jamie Raskin, or Stacey Abrams, or Chuck Schumer, or any of the 100-plus House Democrats who signed on to a bill to overturn the 2016 election. This is the two-tier justice system writ large.
Roger, just on Act 25, again, they say right here that the Fulton County election workers at the State Farm Arena ordered poll watchers and members of the media to leave the tabulation area. It was on TV they did it. We have a video. We're just showing it. On the night of November 3rd, 2020, and continued to operate after ordering everyone to leave. Well, that's admitted when they said it was shut down from a water main. They kept going. Then, Act 26, like you mentioned, on or about the third day of December 2020, Donald Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account, Real Donald Trump, wow, blockbuster testimony taking place right now in Georgia. And people were talking. Ballot stuffing by Dems when Republicans were forced to leave the large counting room. Plenty more coming out. But this alone leads to an easy win for the state. This was an overt act of furtherance of the conspiracy. I mean, now, Roger, they're not just trying to say we can't vote for Trump. They're trying to say it's illegal to question elections and make public statements. This is unbelievable.
Well, Alex, don't believe what you see with your own eyes. Believe what they say right there in that paper. This is a highly politicized jurisdiction. You notice the indictments against Trump and where they take place. New York County, New York, that's Manhattan. Fulton County, Georgia, that's Atlanta. Washington, D.C. In the one jurisdiction where the president, I believe, will actually get a fair trial, the Southern District of Florida, I'm actually optimistic that the judge and the jury in that case will recognize that under the 1977 Presidential Records Act, as upheld by Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who just happened to be the judge in my case, a president of the United States can do anything he wants with his document. But in those other jurisdictions, I think that the president and his lawyers are going to learn that the Constitution, the law, the facts, the evidence, the rules, these things literally do not matter.
All right, Roger.
It's a very sad day for America.
We've got to go to break, and I've got news that I haven't announced yet that is as big or bigger than all of this. With not just election meddling here, but worldwide by the UN. They're not just setting up a medical treaty. They've made a huge announcement, partnered with Google, to ban all uncertified government or fact-check quote news. Banning it from search engines. The next move will be banning URLs. We're going to start the next hour. Roger Stone is with us right now. We'll give you his website and more on screen. Roger, you've got so many great sites. How do people find your WABC show and everything else?
The best place to go is StoneZone.com, StoneZone.com. There you can find the pathway to WABCRadio.com and also to StoneZone.live, my daily show that airs every day at 5 o'clock Eastern,
right.
4 o'clock Central.
Well, we'll talk more about it when we come back next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm launching a new show with Stephen Crowder. It's going to air Friday. A deep dive on Bill Gates is the first show. It's next level, almost like a documentary. I need your support. It funds the operation. Plus, you get access to Crowder shows and all his other shows. You get 1 month free at JonesCrowder.com, JonesCrowder.com. I need your help. Plus, it's a great system. We're going to build a lot of shows on top of this. Be the first to sign up. Promo code Alex gets you a free month at JonesCrowder.com. JonesCrowder.com, also Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, and so many other great products like our 3,000 milligram CBD made in Texas. There is no better. Rebel Zen CBD, all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Gigantic news straight ahead. Stay with us. Hour number two starts in 2 minutes.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.